You found it. Your number one place for free English lessons on the internet. Learn American English with this guy. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review if this podcast improves your English. And now, here's your host, this guy.
What is going on, everyone? Hope you're doing well. This is American English Guy 2, and it will also be on the podcast. But I'm trying out some new lights. So I have some new lights. You can see there's like blue right there and pink up there. I think I'm a little colorblind. So I wanted to get on here and just let you see the lights. And then I figured, well, maybe I should do something so you can learn some English. So I found this website, and I encourage you to check it out, because what they have is a lot of news articles, but they're written in a fairly simple way. They're not too tough. So if you are trying to become better at English, which is probably why you are watching this channel, Dogo News might be an incredible website. I will leave a link down at the bottom. But let's take a look. You can see that the title of this article is World's Tallest Woman Takes Her First Ever Flight. I will make that just a little bit bigger so we can see the title. Too much right there. World's Tallest Woman Takes Her First Ever Flight. Now, I have been teaching all day, and I don't usually go live this late, so I hope I do a good enough job. I hope I pronounce all these words correctly, but we will read this article, and we'll take a look at my lights again. I got to get them a little bit better, maybe. I can change the color, though, which is kind of cool. Maybe just turn to yellow. Now it's green. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm sorry. You can't see it, but we'll turn it to red. All right, let's get into the article because you're here to learn some English. I'll make this bigger. If you are watching on the YouTube channel, you will be able to see a picture of the world's tallest woman. Now, she is Turkish. I have not read this article completely, but I knew enough that I will probably pronounce her name wrong. And so I do apologize. But seeing that she is Turkish, right? It said that she was Turkish. Rumense Gilgi. That's so wrong. I'm sorry. And I do think I have to say her name a couple times. But let's get into the English, where I will probably pronounce it correctly. So the world's tallest woman has held the record for the world's tallest living woman since 2021. The 24-year-old, who stands just over 7 feet tall, frequently travels to share her story, but never on an airplane. She's too tall to fit in a standard airplane seat. So I'm wondering, maybe standard airplane seat? That might be a new term for you. So if something, Williams, how are you? Yeah, I just decided to go live. So spur of the moment, spur of the moment. That's when you do something you didn't plan on doing. But I was setting up my lights and I thought I can do a quick English lesson here. We're learning about the world's tallest woman. She's from Turkey. And now we're going to learn what is a standard airplane seat. If something is standard, it means it's regular. Nothing special has been done to it. So if you have ever ridden on an airplane, you will know that they're built for average-sized people. Like I am 5'10", 5 feet 10 inches tall. That is almost exactly average for an American male. She is over 7 feet tall. If she tries to sit in a standard airplane seat, she is going to be very uncomfortable. And we are going to find out that she is going to be traveling from Istanbul, Turkey to San Francisco, California. Probably quite a long flight. So she can't sit in a standard airplane seat. No. That will not work. Yilgi also suffers from a spinal condition. What if I click on this? Will it show us? Does it show it? It does. But oftentimes these definitions really don't help. So let me just tell you what spinal is or spine. Let's get rid of that. So a spinal condition. Spinal is the adjective form of spine. And your spine is like the middle of your back. There are some bones. You might also hear spinal cord. So it's kind of important. The brain and your spinal cord make up your central nervous system. That's what we call it in English. Your central nervous system. And it runs a lot of things in your body. Spinal cord. So she has a spinal condition and cannot sit for long periods of time. But thanks to Turkish Airlines, she has finally experienced the magic of soaring high above the clouds. The historic 13-hour journey from Istanbul, Turkey to San Francisco, California occurred on September 22nd. Turkish Airlines removed six economy seats to fit Yili's custom stretcher. So, economy seats in an airplane, economy seats are like the regular. If something is economic, it's not too expensive. So, economy seats. Those are the basic seats on an airplane. They are not first class. So they removed six economy seats to make room for her stretcher. Now, if you are watching this on the YouTube channel, you can see that she is laying down on her stretcher. A stretcher. Oh, if there are any football fans or soccer fans. The World Cup is coming up. If a player is really hurt, they might bring a stretcher out onto the field and they will carry that player off on a stretcher. So, since the world's tallest woman cannot sit for very long, she needs to lay down on her stretcher. The Turkish resident first brush with fame came in 2014 when she was named the world's tallest living teenager. Yili broke the record for the world's tallest living woman in October 2021. She collected three more records in February 2022. They include the largest hands on a female person, the longest finger on a female person, and the longest back on a female person. So that might be the problem right there. If you have a long back, I would think chances are you would have a hurt spine. Your spine might hurt quite a bit. And I'm sorry, I did not share that with you. I read that whole paragraph and it wasn't on the screen. You had to look at my face. But you did see the nice lights. If you're listening on the podcast, well, doesn't really matter now, does it? Williams, I hope you're doing well. Williams is here tonight. Williams, down in Argentina. I hope things are, oh, I bet Argentina is getting ready for the World Cup. I bet. I hope none of the Argentinian players are taken off the field in a stretcher. That would not be fun. All right, let's get back to this article. I will share it this time so you can see this paragraph. We're right here. Yilyi's remarkable physique is caused by a rare genetic disorder called Weaver syndrome. People with the condition are usually very tall and also look different. Other symptoms include limited mobility. If somebody has limited mobility, it means they can't move around as much. They are not as mobile. If something is mobile, it can move around. I don't know about this, but did you know that cell phones at one time were called mobile phones because you could walk around with them? Not like a house phone, where you have to be right near the phone to talk to someone. With a mobile phone, you can walk around with your phone. Noriko, how are you? Yeah, you know, Noriko says, oops, I didn't know about this. I got to go to work. Brent, I'll watch later. You know why you didn't know about this? Because I didn't know about this. I just decided to go live, spur of the moment. Spur of the moment, no planning. I just wanted to see how my lights looked. Please let me know in the comments, how do the lights look? Do they look okay? Should I change the color? I can make the lights. I don't like it, but I can kind of make them flash and dance. Watch this. Yeah. Look at that. I don't like that. It's too distracting. I don't think anybody wants to watch an English lesson where the lights are kind of going crazy. So we'll just save that. Do they keep it's green? Oh, now they're blue. Yeah, I don't know exactly how to work these yet, but we'll make them blue. Let's just keep them blue. You know what? I think I can do. Let's go. One's green, one's blue. Look at that. Now, oh yeah, it's Williams. Yes, I saw your comment today about eating. It is pretty late. It's 6 o'clock. I'm an early bird. I will be awake at 5 a.m. So I didn't want to pick a really crazy English lesson to try to teach because my brain is kind of slow right now, but I thought I could read. So at least if you are tuning in to this English lesson, you'll be able to learn some English as I read. Speaking of learning English, get back to the article. We just talked about limited mobility of the joints, such as elbows and ankles. I can't show you my elbow. I'm sorry. I can't show you my ankle. That's down by my foot. But my elbow, right there. It's in the middle of my arm. That's my elbow. So she has limited mobility. She can't move her elbow probably like other people can. Hope that helps. What are some other symptoms here? They are also prone to falling. So if somebody is prone to do something, it means they are likely to do it. So I am prone to going to bed early. She is prone to falling. Now, I can't imagine if you are over 7 feet tall. Wait, hang on. I think most of the rest of the world, you use meters, right? Hey, Siri, how many meters is 7 feet?
7 feet is 2.13 meters.
So 2.13 meters. This woman is 2.13 meters tall. 7 feet is really tall. Hey, Siri, how many meters is 5 feet, 10 inches?
Okay. I found this on the web for how many meters is 5 feet, 10. Check it out.
Why can't she tell us exactly? 180 centimeters. That really doesn't help, right? I wanted meters. So that's how tall I am in feet. 5 feet, 10 inches. She is well over a foot taller than I am. World's tallest woman. So right at the bottom here, due to her condition, Gili primarily relies on a wheelchair to get around. Primarily did not mean to do that. These definitions don't help, do they? Primarily means like mainly, like the main way she gets around is in a wheelchair. And there, you can see her. She is laying down and it looks like she is being served maybe some juice, maybe some coffee. What's this next picture? Is there another picture there? No. Oh, that's from Instagram. All right. This is the last paragraph. Gili, maybe, often receives hurtful comments about her unusual appearance. So people say mean things about her. But the 24-year-old has learned to be proud of her differences. She says every disadvantage can be turned into an advantage for yourself. So accept yourself for who you are. Be aware of your potential and do your best. Those are pretty good words to live by, right? Just try to do your best. And I hope that you always try your best to learn English. It's not easy. I know it's a lot of hard work. I know many of you have been learning English for years. But hey, don't give up. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for watching this late night English lesson. Maybe when you're watching it, it's early in the morning and you have lots of energy. Right now, I have very low energy and I think I will be going to bed in the next couple hours. All right. Thank you all. See you later. Adios, amigos.